So Hank Haney is suspended by SiriusXM. And I love the folks at SiriusXM, just like I love the folks at Lotus, right? I think they're smart people. Sometimes you cave to pressure. We are going to have someone on next week, because I do want this explained to me, because I am open to, I'm always open to hearing this conversation about sexism, racism, maybe I'm missing something, to take you back first. Because where we go, then I'm really going to get pissed, because now I'm mad.
Me too.
Now I'm mad. No, I'm mad based on a comment by a dude from the LPGA. But let's go back to where this started. So Hank Haney, big-time golf instructor, has had a show on SiriusXM for a long time. USA Today, I happen to pull up the story from 2 days ago. Hank Haney, one of the most well-known golf instructors, opened his SiriusXM radio show on Wednesday with shocking comments about South Korean golfers. All right.
Shocking?
They weren't shocking.
No.
He made an offhand comment that he doesn't know the LPGA, and he was talking about who's going to win an event, and he said, let me guess, a Korean. 13 of the top 30 golfers are Korean, or, you know, Korean American or Korean Australian, I think, in the case of the number two or three golfer in the world. Now, there can be a tone, I guess, that comes across where it's like, he's mad, but it's how is it shocking, right? Something similar would be, I don't know, we're going to talk about the spelling bee later. Maybe it would be shocking for you to hear, hey, who's going to win the spelling bee? I don't know, some white American. Because they never win. Because they're stupid and lazy and not taking advantage of their education.
No, the equivalent to me would be like, oh, I'm guessing a white guy's not going to win the NBA MVP. Like, yeah, probably not. Like, yes, that's true. It's just a joke comment. It's not in any way shocking to say it.
Michelle, we spoke out about it. She's Korean-American. I still don't get what she was saying. I understand that stereotypes can be dangerous. This is not a stereotype. It's actually based in fact. The South Koreans have been dominating the LPGA for a while. Now, if he followed all this up by saying, well, let me guess, a Korean will win, and that really sucks. He goes, I don't like them, and I'm, you know, pro-American, and, like, maybe that would be offensive. He didn't say that. He followed it up by saying, I couldn't name you, like, six players on the LPGA Tour. Nah, maybe I could. I'd go with Lee. I didn't have to have a first name. I'd get a bunch of them right. Was that the offensive part, that he's intimating that or suggesting every South Korean is named Lee?
That's the only even borderline thing. That's the only comment anybody can even take exception to. Now, I don't, but that's the only one people can even come at.
This is what people really got mad at, and I said it during the week, and I'll repeat it again, and now I know I'm back up. I couldn't name you like six players on the LPGA Tour. And then he followed it up by saying, I don't know that many. Where are they playing, by the way? That's what got people mad. That is what got people mad, because he's bagging on a female sport. That's it. And if you really believe that it was based on racism, no. And here's the other thing. This is why the suspension is happening. Because we now live in a society where, and I think you have to take these things case by case, but oftentimes, we will try to extract blood from someone in 2019 for something that's been going on for 40 years. Golf does have a history of being exclusionary. Golf does have a history of being sexist, racist, elitist. There's a lot of creeps in and around golf. Hank Haney is paying the price for those people and that history. That's what I believe.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely true. But it's also, I mean, I do think the Lee comment got to people, and that, you know, sparked cries of racism. But either way, listen to context. It's always context. He was just talking about how he just is not very into women's golf. I talk many times about I don't watch regular season NBA basketball. Like, am I diminishing the product? No, it's not
racist.
My thing.
You're racist. You don't watch a league that is predominantly African American.
Too many whites now. There's too many whites coming into the league now. I don't like it.
Now that's going to get you suspended.
Yeah, but, like, it's insane. It's a taste. He doesn't enjoy the game, or he doesn't follow the game. He works with some of the golfers. He doesn't have to watch it. He doesn't have to know what's going on with it. He's just giving his opinion on it.
He apologized, which, again, what more can you ask someone to do? He said, in an effort to make a point about the overwhelming success of Korean players on the tour, I offended people, and I am sorry. This is Hank Haney, who is racist and shocked people with his comments. I have the biggest respect for women who have worked so hard to reach the pinnacle of their sport, and are never meant to take away from their abilities and accomplishments. I don't even know where any of those comments would have taken away from their abilities and accomplishments. Was it simply that I don't care about the LPGA?
I don't think so. I can't even figure this out. Again, several people talked to us after we discussed this and said it's the Lee comment. That's the one. That's the only thing.
But now this
I don't get it.
This is where I know I was right on the female sports thing. That was really the root. That he said I don't give a crap about. That's basically what he's saying. I don't give a crap about the LPGA.
Yeah.
Mike Wan, the LPGA commissioner, said, I'm not going to waste my time on people who are never going to get it, he said of Haney's remarks. You son of a bitch. See, this is what's wrong with today and these issues. What we should be doing when you have verbal gaffes, and by the way, for the writers who jump on radio people, you get to write, you get to read it, you get to double check it, you get to triple check it. If you're on deadline, maybe not so much. You have an editor and then an editor and then an editor. Like, you're not live with your words
for 15 hours a week.
Yeah, it's live radio. People are going to have, and I don't think he had in this case, diarrhea of the mouth. They're going to make mistakes. Hell, Adam, you know what? You shouldn't be on the station because I heard you say 13 minutes ago, we're going to talk about UNLV's football lines and then we'll get to the real games. You jerk. Apologize.
I did.
What were you suggesting? You did say it, yeah.
Oh,
what were you suggesting?
Well, suggesting that they do the UNLV line separately.
No.
They
no.
do the UNLV line separately from their other lines.
I know what you were saying.
They're on two different sheets.
UNLV games are not real games.
No, they're on two different sheets.
You apologize. Anyway, this is what drives me nuts about a guy like this. I'm not going to waste my time. Think about what you're saying. Because in almost all of these radio, verbal gaffes or, you know, an athlete verbal gaffe, media verbal gaffe, it's actually an opportunity to open a conversation. Let's find out what really offended you. You know, was it the Lee part? Make it into a learning experience. But instead, we immediately jump to, and I like Christine Brennan. I think she's tremendous. She's an icon. She has taken on so many big issues at USA Today as a columnist over the years. But man, if I read one more column by someone saying that when someone else makes a verbal mistake, that they offend someone, that they have to be fired. Do you realize what that does to open dialogue? It just kills it. It squashes it.
And to entertainment. I mean, both of them, really.
Yep.
It's of course it does it to open dialogue, and that's been going on for a long time. And it does it to entertainment, too, where you're just watering down everything, and nobody's allowed to find what they like, or it's just everybody has to say the same things all the time. I mean, that's what it does. And this is all – it stems from political correctness, and political correctness comes from a good place. It does. It's, hey, people should not have to be subjected to awful people saying awful, hurtful, hateful things all the time. That's where it comes from. But you don't ban it. You open dialogue from it. You say, hey, look, this guy said this. This is why it's wrong. This is why we need to go out and say, hey, you shouldn't be saying those things and try to teach them. And if they don't and they want to keep saying what they're saying, let them do it and let whoever wants to listen to it and be, you know, be awful people with them. But at least it opens dialogue and people can talk about it. But where political correctness went wrong, while it had a good intention, is to just shut those people down and say, that's it, you're done. As soon as you say one bad thing, you're out, you're done.
Man.
And this wasn't even a bad thing. Alex Jones is the most horrific human being that's lived in a long time, I feel like. The things he says are vile and disgusting and awful. And I've never been in support of trying to get him shut down, ever. And the people that do, I don't understand. Don't listen to it.